The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We're going to go right into old-time radio. Today's program is Ozzie and Harriet Income Tax, which is very appropriate. Originally aired March 13th, 1949.
Total tax and item 2 above. Attach original forms W-2.
Do you want to go downtown with me?
No, thanks. I want to finish this income tax.
Amusing transcribed adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, starring America's favorite young couple, Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard. Great land of America, from the rock-bound coast of Maine to the snow-bound coast of California, from the borders of Canada, famous for Canadians, to the borders of Mexico, famous for Mexicans, from town to city, from mountain to valley, from north to south, from east to west, America is a land of tradition. Tradition is the seventh inning stretch at the ball game, firecrackers on the 4th of July, turkey on Thanksgiving. At 1847 Rogers Road, Ozzie Nelson, American, is completely enmeshed in what is rapidly becoming one of America's most exasperating traditions. It calls for a complete mastery of arithmetic, trigonometry, surveying, semantics, foreign languages, including double talk and Jabberwocky, not to mention mind reading and, above all, the control of temper.
Total tax and item 2 above. Attach original forms W-2. Tax. Oh. Enter your tax from table on page 4 or from line 18 on page 3. Nothing complicated about that. Enter your tax from table on page 4 or from line 18 on page 3. Oh, that's clear enough. Enter your tax from table on page 4 or from line 18 on page 3. Let's read that again.
You don't know how to work it, that's all.
I do so. Let go of it.
Boys, please. Will you? I'm busy. Now, evidently, what they're trying to say is enter your tax from table on page 4 or from line 18 on page 3. Enter your tax on table. I'd like to push the whole works off the table into the wastebasket.
Give it back, David. It's mine.
For goodness sakes, fellas, how's the government going to know where they stand financially if I don't get my income tax on?
Can you fix my squirt flower for me, Pop?
Your what?
My squirt flower. It doesn't work.
You squeeze that rubber ball and the water's supposed to squirt out.
No, let me see it. There's probably something stopping up the hose.
I squeeze it and nothing happens, see?
It worked that time. Lend me your handkerchief, David.
Gee, I didn't even aim it.
No, that isn't necessary when somebody's looking right into it.
You aren't mad at me, are you, Pop?
No, but I will be if you guys don't run along, let me finish this income tax.
Okay, Pop. You stay there, Dopey.
Oh, David, that's not nice, calling your little brother Dopey.
You know what he did? He spent his allowance on that squirt flower, and now he can't go to the movies.
I don't want to go anyway.
Well, will you guys please finish this outside? Nothing to argue about in the first place. Ricky wanted a squirt gun, so he bought it. You want to go to the show, so go ahead, David. Evidently, Ricky doesn't care about it.
He's just saying that.
I am not wise, guys.
Okay, let's drop it, huh? Ricky doesn't want to go to the show, so let's forget it. Let's see where I am here.
Pop?
What is it, Ricky?
Can I have some money so I can go to the show?
Ricky, why did you buy the squirt flower?
Will Thornberry saw it in the trick store window.
What's Will Thornberry got to do with you?
He liked it so much, he thought I ought to buy it.
Did he buy one, too?
No, he's going to the show with David.
Ricky, what happened to you is a rather common thing. You see, you were talking to something you didn't want to buy. Happens every day. Fellow starts out to buy a car. Before he gets to the car lot, he meets somebody who tells him about a television set. Before he can buy the television set, he meets somebody who tells him about a wonderful movie camera. Before he can buy the movie camera, he meets somebody who tells him about a car. So he buys the car and he never gets what he really wanted in the first place.
He started out to buy a car, Pop.
Well, that's not a very good illustration. But you've got to learn to be firm, know what you want, and don't let yourself be talked out of it.
I want to go to the movies, Pop.
Yeah, but you've already spent your money.
I want to go to the movies, Pop. You can't talk me out of it.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do, Ricky. I'll advance you the money for the movies, and next week I'll deduct it from your allowance.
Thanks a lot, Pop.
Well, hello there,
fellas. Oh, hello, Harriet.
Hi, Mom.
What's in the box, Mom? I bought that gray suit at the style shop. You know, the one you said you liked so much?
I said I like it?
Yes, don't you remember?
No, when was that?
Oh, the day I made you double park to look at it and the policeman was coming down the street. They had it in blue and also in gray. In fact, I met Louise Adams in the store and she tried to talk me into taking the blue one. But I stuck to my gun.
You bought the gray one?
Yeah, I kind of liked it better.
Oh, this is very interesting. Fellas, did you hear what your mother just said? It's just like you and Will Thornberry, Ricky. Your mother had the same experience.
Did you buy squirt flower, Mom?
Of what, Dick?
No, it wasn't exactly the same, Ricky, but the point's there anyway, if you want to look around for it.
Say, haven't you finished your income tax return yet?
Just about. I started off with a bang, but the questions after name and address kind of slowed me down. This is the one that's sticking me now.
Enter your tax from table on page 4 or from line 18 on page 3. That's very simple.
Do you know what it means?
Yeah, of course.
Well, I wish you'd explain it to me. I've read it over about 10 times.
Well, it says right here what to do. Enter your tax from table on page 4 or from line 18 on page 3.
Well, yeah, oh, I guess I must be awful stupid or something, but it just sounds confusing to me. Well, they just come right out and tell you what you owe instead of beating around the bush. A sneaky way of doing things.
Isn't this it? Here's the table on page 4. Now we just go down the column to the amount you earn.
See, wait a minute. I see it. Hey, move your head. Here's the tax. Oh, sure. You see, you just enter the tax from table on page 4. It was that stuff about line 18 that was confusing.
Well, go ahead, fill it in. Then you can mail it this afternoon.
No, not right away. I want to look it over a little first and check it with this booklet.
What booklet is that?
Oh, this one that Thorny gave me.
Oh, let me see it. How to Save Money on Your Income Tax, written by 8874392.
I think that's just his CPA number or a code number. His name is on it someplace. No kidding, it's a legitimate booklet. It's got things in it I didn't know about. You know, if I were a doctor, I could deduct part of my car expenses.
But you're not a doctor.
No, that's one I have to pass up. Although I could be a doctor, I've got that big first aid kit we bought at the war surplus store. Hey, you've never had your tonsils out, have you, Harriet?
I don't intend to. And I'll tell you another thing. We're not going to have another mad dash for the post office at midnight, March 15th. Go ahead, sign it, will you? I'll send Ricky with you and make sure it gets mailed.
Harriet, believe me, I don't need to take Ricky with me. I'm a full-grown man of normal intelligence. Here, give me the tax return. I promise to mail it right now.
Well, I haven't got the tax return.
Well, I thought you picked it up from the table. I just laid it down here a minute ago.
It's not under these papers.
Well, I can't understand what happened to it. I had it right in my hand.
Oh, here it is on the floor.
Oh, no, thanks. Ricky, get your coat. You're going down to the mailbox with Daddy.
How do you like my new suit, Dad? David.
Oh, gee, it looks swell, Mom.
Do you think gray is a good color for me?
You look swell in everything.
David, that kind of talk will only get you 3 desserts.
I mean it, Mom. I heard a couple people say how pretty you looked in church last Sunday.
Last Sunday? What was I wearing last Sunday? My blue dress and my blue hat.
David, are you sure you like me in gray? Honest, Mom, you look swell.
Well, yes, I guess it is nice. Gray's a beautiful color, isn't it?
It sure is.
It's a lovely color, gray. Look at all the things that are gray. Gray clouds, gray hair, the old gray mare. I wonder if this material will take a blue dye.
Hi, Ozzie.
Oh, hello, Joe.
Hello, Mr. Randolph.
Hello, Ricky. Taking your daddy out for a walk?
Just mailing my tax return. Beating the old deadline this year.
Hurts a little though, doesn't it?
No, I don't mind paying my income tax. It's for a good cause.
Can I drop it in, Pop?
Say, I don't mean to butt into your personal affairs, but are you sure you've taken all the deductions you can?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I have a booklet here. I looked everything up.
Well, there's a lot of stuff you can deduct that most people don't know about. I let my cousin Herman do my tax. He's a tax man. Really knows his stuff, too.
Well, I looked everything over pretty carefully.
Can we mail it now, Pop?
Yeah, here we go. I'll lift you up.
Goodbye, money.
Just a minute, Ricky. Joe, believe me, I took all the legal deductions possible. I'm sure I can't possibly save another dime.
Okay, it's your money.
Up you go, Ricky.
All the government wants is just what you owe them.
Just a minute, Ricky. Joe, I can assure you I made the tax out very carefully. I took every possible deduction. Up you go, Ricky.
Okay, if you want to throw your money away.
Just a minute, Ricky.
I'm getting dizzy.
Joe, are you trying to talk me out of mailing this?
It won't do you any good, Mr. Randolph.
Ricky, let Mr. Randolph talk.
Well, I was just trying to help, Oz. But you probably know all the deductions you're allowed. Little things like deducting the tax you pay on theater tickets. Naturally, you know you can take off the interest you pay on any financing. Here, I'll let you up, Ricky.
Joe, put that boy down.
Go on, mail it, Ricky. I'm sorry I bothered you.
Joe, let go of him.
Pop, you're pulling down my pants.
David, do you think this blue handkerchief sets it off a little better?
Gee, Mom, I don't know. If you think you like the blue suit better, why don't you take this one back?
You don't like this color on me, do you?
I like it, Mom, but how about you?
Well, I'm beginning to think Louise Adams is right. I think I'll take it back and get the blue one. But, let's not mention it to Daddy, shall we?
How come?
Well, your father'd say I don't have a mind of my own, and we love Daddy the way he is. We wouldn't want him saying the right thing.
Yes, sir, Ricky, my boy. It was a lucky thing we met Mr. Randolph. Really going to save some money.
That's well, Pop.
It might be just as well if you don't mention this to Mother. See, she might not understand.
Maybe she'll get mad at me.
No, just don't mention it. See, if she asks any questions, I'll do all the answering.
Oh, Ozzie.
Harriet. I was just coming in.
I was just going up.
Is that your suit box?
Oh, yes, it is.
Taking it next door to show Catherine Thornberry?
Oh, that's a good idea. Well, goodbye.
So long. See, Ricky, she didn't even ask whether we mailed the income tax or not.
That's what I was laughing about.
Well, you run along and play now. I've got to get back and do some more work on this. Well, you'd better go put another belt on, too. You can't go around holding those pants up all day.
Where you been, Ricky?
It's a secret.
What are you talking about?
It's a secret between Pop and me.
Mom has a secret, too.
I'll tell you Pop's secret or if you tell me Mom's secret.
Well, Mom's taking back the gray suit and she's getting a blue one. What's Pop's secret?
Pop didn't mail his tax letter.
Mom and Pop are a lot of fun, boy.
Yeah, but they sure have a lot of dopey secrets.